CBC Stereo. Tonight on 2 New Hours, the first in the Sound of New Music series from Montreal. Then on Celebration, an account of a medieval pilgrimage to the Holy Land. 2 New Hours and Celebration tonight at 8:05, 8:35 in Newfoundland. Radio Week Live is coming. Join Quebec singing duo Kate and Anna McGarrigle for the CBC Concert Extravaganza at 7 p.m. Sunday, February 24th at the Queen Elizabeth Theatre. Hosts Barbara Frum and the Royal Canadian Air Force introduce an outstanding lineup of talent, including pianist André LaPlante and singer Tommy Ambrose. For free tickets, call 925-3311, extension 4835 during office hours. On Thursday, February 21st at 8:30 p.m., CBC's Beth Sedek Music Festival opens with a solo recital by renowned Canadian-Israeli pianist Eliakim Tausig. It's the first of a special four-concert series featuring Israeli-born performers at the Beth Sedek Synagogue, 1700 Bathurst Street. For further information, call 925-3311, extension 4835 during office hours. Show. The Food Show travels to the land of meat and wheat, Saskatchewan. This is the 75th anniversary of that province in Confederation. So we'll talk about agriculture and food production and the effects on the business community. Saskatchewan, this week on The Food Show. Mankind is now becoming aware of a world outside his own community. He is beginning to look beyond himself and beyond his immediate surroundings in an effort to bridge the gap between himself and his fellow man. He is also beginning to accept the idea of a world community, a community that is becoming vital to his own existence. Canadian YMCA, through its worldwide development program, is beginning to look beyond the Canadian sphere. For years, the YMCA has been a beneficial part of communities throughout Canada. Now, with worldwide development, the YMCA is extending itself to communities outside of Canada. Through education, leadership training, physical fitness programs, and financial assistance, the Canadian YMCA is playing a vital role in overseas worldwide development. Show. That sweet tooth you've been favoring may cost you more than you expect. Sugar prices have soared, and the public is upset. The rice paddies of California are in good spirits. Shogun has given a shot in the arm to sake sales. Tom Jones, move over. There's a new woman at the table. Fanny's her name, and food is her game, 18th century style. From the producer to the consumer, The Food Show, 20th Century Radio. I'm George McNabb. For this week, The Food Show is produced in Toronto by Jerry Wade, Mike Shea, and Karen Webb. Our technician is Alan Thorne. I'm George McNabb.
The World at 6. Good evening from CBC Radio News. This is Bob Oxley.
And I'm George McNabb. Tonight, two stories dominate the news, the Falklands crisis and the economy.
The Falkland Islands crisis. Britain steps up military pressure.
Her Majesty's government warns that any Argentine warship or military aircraft which is found more than 12 nautical miles from the Argentine coast will be regarded as hostile.
The latest British move comes as diplomatic efforts continue at the United Nations and after an apparent three-day unofficial truce in the South Atlantic.
But while the diplomats talk, both London and Buenos Aires are beefing up their military positions. In addition to the extension of the war zone, Britain refused to rule out the possibility of bombing raids on the mainland and promised to retake the Falklands by force if necessary. More Harrier jump jets and Nimrod radar intelligence planes are joining the Royal Navy Task Force in the South Atlantic.
The Deputy Foreign Secretary of Argentina is in New York for talks with the UN Secretary General. But in Buenos Aires, the foreign minister told a radio station that while hope exists for a peaceful solution, all negotiations must result in Argentinian sovereignty over the islands, a position which the British government refuses even to consider. There are also reports that most ships of the Argentinian Navy are in port, refueling and taking on more supplies.
Our correspondent Patrick Brown has this report on today's developments in London.
Chemin des Anglais. Richard Inwood, CBC News, Quebec City.
Headlines, George.
Britain extends the war zone around the Falkland Islands to within 12 miles of the Argentinian coastline. The conflict over the Falklands continue at the United Nations. The number of jobless jumps to 1,223,000 in April, the highest rate since the Depression. And that's it for Friday, May 7th.
The World at 6. This is Bob Oxley with George McNabb for CBC Radio News. Good night.
Good night.
This is CBC Radio.
That's My Melody of Love, a hit from Bobby Vinton from a few months ago. Actually, it was a summer hit in 1974, and a young gentleman phoned and wanted to hear that song, so here you are. Hope you like that, and Valentine's Day. 424 from Mississauga Radio on Friday, and got my Valentine right here beside me. George McNabb with the OML. How's the traffic moving?
Well, not too bad at all, Ron. Good afternoon. It's a beautiful day out there for a Valentine's Day, a lovely Friday. We've had no major accidents reported, but you will find it a bit slow on the Parkway northbound from Bloor up to Pottery. The pace is 20 and 25 now, and once you get north of that, it seems okay. There's a bit of a slowdown at Eglinton. Highway 401 eastbound, moving a bit slowly, 15 and 20, Dixie through to the airport, but once you're past that, it seems okay. We've checked the Gardiner, York through to Strawn, that's westbound, down to about 10 and 15, but again, once you get to the exhibition, it seems to open up well. On the Lakeshore eastbound at Leslie, there's a tractor trailer in the right-hand lane. Now, he's not affecting traffic too much at the moment, but if you're going by there in the next 10 or 15 minutes and you see a slowdown, you'll know the reason why. Okay, that's about it, Ron. I'll leave you with that. We'll check the 427 number 10 for you on the next report.
Okay, we'll catch you later, George.
Okay.
Good for now.
Now, Paul Hurley Sports, your Lang ski equipment dealer at 16...
Ontario Motor League with the first report for this evening.
Okay, John, thanks very much. It looks like a fairly good afternoon. We've had one or two slow spots reported. First of all, on the Lakeshore eastbound at Leslie, a tractor trailer in the right-hand lane there. He's not affecting traffic at the moment, but just kind of watch out for it. We've had problems on the Parkway through Bloor and Pottery. 20 and 25 is the pace right now. Through Eglinton, pretty much the same situation. Highway 401 is fine. We've checked both that and Kingston Road, and it's moderately heavy and moving along at the limit. As far as I know, there's no major accidents to worry about, so for this Valentine's Day, the Ontario Motor League blows you a kiss.
Even home, it's 5:04 in the Paul Scott Show. Let's check on traffic now. Busy afternoon, George?
Not really, Paul. I thought it was going to be. We had a few accidents reported, but I just had a good check of the Don Valley Parkway for you. And you'll find it's moving at 25 and 30 through Pottery, 45 at the Leaside Bridge, 25 and 30 at Eglinton. It's a bit busy at Lawrence, down to 10 and 15. That continues heavy through to York Mills, but once you get north of that, it eases off. But there's a bit of a slowdown from the 401 up to Woodbine. Now, the 401 all the way out to Brock is no trouble spots have been reported at all. Eastbound is heavy, but it is moving along at the limited and seems only to be heavy around Liverpool Road and a bit heavy at Brock, but certainly nothing to worry about. No new accidents, just a lovely Friday. I guess everybody's celebrating Valentine's Day.
Am I supposed to say something?
I don't know. Say whatever you want, I guess.
Okay. We'll check back in just a little bit.
Okay, very good, Paul.
Thanks, George. Bye for now. It's 5 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon. This is the 4 to 6 show. My name's George McNabb. If you like music, then you'll like this man, Benny Carter. He's appearing at the Royal York until the 23rd of this month, and another opening night for Erica Ritter. She'll be here to talk about her latest venture, The Passing Scene. Seat belts for everyone. Not so if you're over 40 pounds and not yet an adult. Chris Bazantz will tell us about some of the problems there. The post office tells us to put more money on the envelope, but some are ignoring the price increase. There is a grace period. It ended yesterday. We talked to Mickey Jung. We'll have traffic information with Jim Kern. George Duffield will be here in the half hour with sports. All of that in the 4 to 6 show. Now here's the news with Bob Leach.